Seriously?
You know what I'm saying? That we don't start those like that no more?
That's not. Oh, we're starting?
It's not what
we're doing. Oh, shit, my bad. I didn't know. I was sitting here for like 5 minutes waiting for you niggas to get off the phones.
Aren't you the sound guy?
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
We're in the motherfucking house, bro. What's up, y'all?
Yeah,
shout out to the plugs, bro. Shout out to the real plugs. fuck Phoenix. Fuck Phoenix dispensaries one time.
Well, I mean, not all the way.
Yeah, nah, fuck Phoenix dispensaries one time. I said it. What's up?
I mean,
with y'all gonna fight me right now? I said, fuck Phoenix dispensaries on mines. What's up?
All right.
If you feel any different.
No, this shit got me. This shit got me pretty stoned. Yo, this
shit. Got it from a dispensary.
No, he didn't. This guy did not get it from a dispensary.
He grew from a dispensary.
For a fact.
For a dispensary.
He got it from Cali. Let me just tell you.
And they grew a dispensary in Cali?
Want me to just tell you that my bad?
Yeah.
From a dispensary in Cali? Hell no.
Hell yeah. Shit's legal there.
It's legal here.
Yo, you know, I found out Cali doesn't do the med card thing anymore.
It's all recreational.
So, like, you know how, like, out here you can do recreational, or if medical. You have the med card, you don't get charged the tax?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cali just...
doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck at all. You don't even have the option of doing medical.
That's how fucked up Arizona is. Like I said, fuck Phoenix dispensaries.
Well, it's not just Arizona. Basically everywhere except...
But
Cali.
I don't live everywhere.
It's like...
I'm like, I live in Arizona.
I ain't got no places except for one here in Arizona. All right?
Oh, they're
going to
get your money one way or another, right?
Joe Dirtay.
Oh, I hate that, bro.
Sheesh.
What?
I hate that shit. Government shit. Just government.
Man, the government sucks.
They suck the money out of you.
Taxation is theft.
Out of life, bro.
Bro, they're so rich, bro.
Rich.
Yeah.
Rich.
Yeah, they're like rich.
Well, I mean, you know.
Rich and poor at the same time.
Yeah,
weird as fuck. Weird.
Hey, real quick, because we're going to say government. People will be like, yo, these are fucking... crackpots right here.
It's not a conspiracy theory. Tax papers.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because then I guess you got to be...
It don't make any sense how some of these senators have, like, fucking accumulated maybe even $100 million, and they're only, like, on $100,000.
No, that has tripped me out. How, like, how can you switch out presidents every 4 years, but, like, there's judges and there's, like... all these senators that have been in
because
fucking...
Because the president is a forever. Fucking lie, bro.
Well, everything's a lie, though. It's all
no, but the president, even more, if you think about it, he's just a puppet. He's just a fucking face, bro.
For 4 years.
That's why. So
do you think, like, the governors of the cities actually hold more weight than him? I mean, I guess they...
Yes, they do, because the government... The president just tried to say anybody who has 100 or more employees has to get their employees vaccinated, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the governors said, fuck you.
Oh, that's true.
And none of it's happening, and it's been quiet ever since then. And we're going on like week 3 or 4 since that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Deucey's out here taking shots and getting fucked up, right? And then he's like, no.
His best life.
No. we must listen.
It's the Wild Wild West, baby.
That's nutty.
Motherfucker was in Texas this week. I don't remember what the fuck he was doing, but he was in Texas.
South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I'm like, Paul Wall opened up out there. He probably went to go see Paul Wall.
Damn, that'd be dope.
He's a Slim Thug fan.
No, he's got to be a Paul Wall fan.
You think?
Doug Ducey looks like a Paul Wall fan. No fucking lie.
Doug Ducey,
you know why?
Like,
you know why?
Doug Ducey
Paul
looks
Wall
like...
looks like him. So Paul Wall.
Jamie, pull that up. I gotta see a side.
Nah,
side
I don't mean
right
I don't mean technically
mean
motherfucker. I mean skin tone.
Oh.
So hell yeah. What you mean?
So then he's an Eminem
show me
fan.
One app. Show me one, bro. Show me one black guy that bumped Eminem.
50 Cent.
I think a lot of black people probably. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so? 50
Cent.
Okay, hold on. Wait, back the fuck up. Are you talking Eminem now or Eminem a decade?
Eminem
period. 1999.
Eminem period.
Because a lot of people don't. I don't even bump Eminem anymore, bro. Like, Eminem's cool.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I haven't bumped Eminem.
I listened to Slim Shady 2. I haven't listened to shit since.
I did listen to the new Marshall Mathers LP.
Or yeah, that's
or whatever,
what I was talking about.
But I didn't like it.
That was the last time. It was all right.
I wasn't
honestly,
like
Recovery was a better album. Mm. Did you listen to Recovery? Not the one before it. Because he had those two albums. Not Refill, but Recovery.
But I have no idea.
Recovery was dope as fuck.
To me.
My point exactly. Point exactly. You ask any motherfucking.
Well, he ain't
any...
from here. He bumps Pitbull.
He say he bumps Pitbull.
Dale.
You can't fucking tell him
Dale.
Nothing. I'm just saying. I love Eminem to death. I've actually seen this. All right. I follow a group on Facebook. It's called Hip Hop Discussion Group, and I've seen this. So I know for a fact.
They don't.
Most of these motherfuckers are from New Orleans, Chicago, Boston, and they all say Eminem does not get radio play. I respect him musically, lyrically,
right, everybody
but he does not get no radio play in my car. You will not catch me bumping Eminem.
Yeah, but is that because how trash Eminem has become? Or is that... Because that's what I'm trying to say. Like, 10 years ago?
I think this is all of them.
2010, are people still bumping Eminem? Because back then, it was he still hadn't missed yet.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember when he retired? He retired on top, bro. He didn't really miss.
On top of what?
Name a miss before he retired.
On top of
a pile of
coke. Like, on top of a pile of coke, maybe.
Wouldn't it be meth? More so?
Nah.
He's from, like, Detroit. I don't think they
Yeah, but he's got
coke.
The cocaine, man. At that fucking level, you can get the good stuff, bro.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
You're living good. You're living good all the way.
Yo, shout out Marshall Mathers.
You got the best bitches.
Eminem.
You know what's so funny about this conversation is? I literally, one of the my favorite shows that I watch is the dudes who do Super Troopers. They have a firefighter show now. It's called Tacoma.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
This week, the episode was about they were doing this fucking podcast and they wanted to try to generate more listeners, so they were saying controversial shit.
Hell yeah.
And they literally were talking shit about, like, the fucking champion of UFC. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
But basically, long story short, they were talking shit about him on the podcast, and then the guy shows up to the station and, like, beats their ass.
Hell yeah. Eminem comes? Eminem comes? Eminem comes? Yo, you ain't bumping me?
Hey, yo, record.
Goes in the booth.
Dropped a diss track for the Free Boys all of a quick.
Sorry.
In our own studio.
Anyway, yeah, shout out to LP, Marshall Mathers. You know the deal. What's up? Eminem, I fucks with you. But yeah, I don't bump Eminem like that.
Who have you been bumping?
Lately, what I've been listening to.
Did you bump that Donda?
Yeah.
Nah, we've already talked and had this discussion.
He hates
last
Donda.
Time.
He loves Drake.
Oh, God.
No, negative. I didn't like either album.
Even my girl was like,
either albums.
Even my girl was like, why is he defending Drake so hard? Does he like Drake
that
much?
You listen to the podcast. This motherfucker was like, no, you don't like it because you don't. And I'm like, what the fuck, Chris? Get the fuck out of here.
She was on my side.
Of course, it's your girl, you fucking idiot.
Shit.
My God.
Molly, girl.
We're sorry, your boyfriend's an idiot.
Idiot.
I don't know.
That's the equivalent of, like, my mom says I'm handsome.
She does.
You're on point.
She does. You are very.
He's like, wait a minute.
She's
saying,
I'm a handsome young man.
You saying it's not true? You say my mom's a liar?
No. Call my mom's a liar, son?
Does your mother know how to sew?
Nah, but it back.
Yeah, wait. You bumming CBO?
What's that? Okay. I don't even know.
I know you guys can't see this, but he's got a little heart carved in the top of his head right
I'm
now.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Yo, we'll post the picture. I actually don't, though. I'm just, it's a joke, but
we'll, sick, though.
We'll fucking Photoshop the Drake headline in my shit. All
right. I do want to, actually, I'm curious about this. Who have you guys been bumping lately? I'm curious.
I've been bumping a lot of.
And it doesn't have to just be hip-hop. Like,
no, yeah.
I mean,
I've been bumping a lot of R&B, Brent Fayaz, and I've been on a heavy Brent Fayaz.
Well, you just put me on.
Nice,
okay.
Nice.
Brent Fayaz.
Yeah.
Like Brent, F-Y?
F-A-Y. Or F-A-I-Y-A-Z, some shit. It's, like, weird.
Okay.
Yeah, Fayaz.
When I re-listen to this podcast, I remind my fucking ass to do this.
Hip-hop? R&B?
And it reminds me of, like, 2000 R&B, you know?
Well, good R&B.
Doesn't really remind me of, like, he's not always talking about sex.
Oh.
You know? But the beats are really chill.
Set is not R. Kelly.
So it's not, no, you know.
So there's no remix to Ignition?
Nah. Fuck no.
He's not hot and fresh out the kitchen?
He ain't checking the closet nowhere?
Nope.
Mama ain't rolling if he ain't got every man in
I'll tell you
missing.
One song to listen to.
What?
Rehab. Rehab.
Rehab?
That's what it's called. Rehab, okay. Winners in Paris. That's what it's called, like a little parentheses. Rehab.
All right. Bet.
Damn, bro.
That's such a great song.
Anything else?
Shout out Brent Fayaz. I've been bumping a lot of country. Don't know why.
What kind of country? God, my girl was just on this kick too, bro.
For real?
I want to shoot myself.
He's like, I fucking hate this hickey hit tiki bullshit.
Nah, here's the thing. My girl goes, this is what happened. Babe, I love you, but damn.
She goes,
no, it's not even that.
I've been bumping Miley Cyrus.
She goes, I hate country. And then in one day, She was in, we were in the car, and she's just, she throws on like four back to back like country tracks, bro. Yeah. And I'm like, I, for somebody who hates country,
where the fuck you been at?
She's like, this isn't really she country. Like, she listens to the lead singer. I guess I didn't know this. I guess the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish became a country artist.
Okay,
I don't know what that is.
Darius Rucker, I think.
You're speaking gibberish again.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you the rest. I couldn't tell you the rest.
I've listened to some country songs that I've liked, but I don't know them all.
I like the only country I actually enjoy is like the depressed blues country. The old type
so
of
blues.
Country.
So you like blues. Yeah, so no, you like blues. Right.
Like you know what
so
I mean? Like BB Johnny King. Like Johnny Cash. Type
yeah, yeah,
stuff.
You like BB King.
But right. Like Zach Bryan, if you haven't listened to him, Zach he's Bryan's fucking dope. Dope as
Zach Bryan's
fuck,
dope.
Bro.
No.
He's great.
I'm trying to think who's like
Down South
top.
Is fire. Top for you?
For me, I really like Chris Stapleton. I really like, he's a fucking, I forgot his name, Bruce something.
Banner?
Nah, what? That's a whole other Marvel tip.
Springsteen?
No, that's not country.
Oh, we're talking about country? Oh, you like Toby Keith, huh?
Nah,
Red
he's all right.
Solo
he's all right.
Cup.
What's that? What?
That's him, right?
You love Kid Rock, huh?
That's not...
Bow with the bow, the bang, country. The bang, chicky, chicky.
Okay, you said country, and then he goes off with the rock song. Anyways, I've been bumping country, some R&B,
but
Brent
they got
Fias,
a country version of it.
So. Chris Stapleton, you know what it is. He did actually make a song with Sheryl Crow, and it's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it is a little country.
Oh, yeah.
He a country boy, all right? Yeah. You can't fuck with him. What have you been bumping? Bricks?
Wu-Tang. You know what? Wu-Tang, I bumped a little...
You watched the show?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, shut the
I'm
fuck
I'm trying
up.
To watch
What's
it with my wife.
You,
I'm trying not to leave her out. I'm trying
that
to, you know, include
fire,
her.
That son.
That shit is fire.
I want to educate
edumacator. You know what I mean?
I even found out shit that I didn't even
exactly.
know
Exactly.
That's what I love.
So I want
to
be able to tell
dope.
Her, like...
Yo, shout
actually,
out to RZA.
I
shout out to RZA on
right
that one.
I don't know how far are you? You on season 2?
No, I haven't.
Fuck no.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we've been catching up.
We've been catching up.
Damn it, bro. We'll have our own podcast.
It took me like a week for us to watch the Squid Game.
We'll have our own podcast later.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it took me like a week, too, to fucking do that shit, but like...
We got kids and shit.
It's all good.
Speaking of Squid Games, we're going to have a discussion about this because I do not. I thought that show was so good.
My man's on.
I'm
going to
say this
so
without
we're not
spoiling.
Get past episode
I'm
going
to say this without spoiling shit.
No spoilers.
Gotti right here.
No, without spoiling
he
shit.
Isn't past episode
the season, episode 1 through 8, fucking A fucking plus, okay? Episode 9, fucking garbage.
All right, real quick.
F minus. And I will say this, it was on the verge of being my favorite. Like, one of my favorite shows?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. If you haven't watched Alice in Borderland, do yourself a fucking favor and watch Alice in Borderland, because it's a way better
Alice
show.
Alice in Borderland? Oh,
way
my wife.
Better show.
Okay, yeah.
What I've never heard it.
Way
Amazon?
Better show.
Amazon Prime?
Nope.
Hulu.
Netflix. Same company.
Oh, wow.
Just did not get the same attention that Squid Games is getting,
Alice
and it's a way better, and the ending doesn't fucking disappoint you.
Wow. Is it Korean, though?
No, it's,
yeah, like,
I think
does
it's
it got
Chinese,
subtitles?
Technically.
But
it's a...
What'd you say?
What?
Gotti's like, yeah, Japan's supposed to create,
but
so.
Season 2 comes out January.
So they're cousins.
And it's less episodes.
Season 2 of Borderland?
Alice in Borderland, yeah.
I said Borderland.
It's fire. I'm telling
you. You talking about Gangland?
I thought it was. It's way better. I thought Squid Games was really good, but they fucked up the ending, and I can tell exactly what happened in my opinion. My opinion is that was not the real ending, and Netflix said, nah, you got to change that because we're going to promote this, and we need to have another season. Mm-hmm. And they ruined
it. We can't just
give you I guarantee it.
We'll give you $5 million.
We'll see what you think.
200 now. That's fucked up.
What's my opinion?
Netflix, yeah, can
what's
you
my
finish
opinion?
That so that the
my
next
opinion
podcast
is,
can
okay,
discuss
put
this?
It on right now.
We're
no,
late as fuck.
My opinion right now is I can't wait for the second season.
You
really?
Yeah.
So you liked it way more than I did.
All right, real quick.
Not more.
This is going to define you guys right now.
What?
How are you watching it? Are you watching it with the subtitles? Or are you watching it in Korean with the subtitles? With the over... Okay, are you watching it
oh,
dubbed?
Oh, no, no, yeah.
Are you watching it dubbed?
Dubbed in English.
All right, how
do
you
have the,
sub,
the
like
Korean
that.
Subtitles on, though?
No.
Okay,
why?
So I watch... No.
I watched it one
no. It's funny. I actually watch it dubbed, but I watch it with the Korean subtitles.
Gang.
So that I can see the differences between what they did with the overdubbing, and there's actually a lot of difference.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's fuck. Really weird. I don't understand why they feel
the English subtitles. Even if you put on the English subtitles with the dub?
Well, that's the exact opposite.
Like,
That's what I'm doing, but flipped.
Yeah.
So you're watching it in Korean and with the English.
No. I'm saying I watched it dubbed with the English voice, but with the English subtitles too.
And they don't line up?
It does not. Hell no.
Yeah. Well, that's because the English subtitles are subtitling what they said in Korean.
Right, so
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't line up.
It's like the dub is like kind of,
and it's just dumb because
generic in a sense.
No, not generic. Like they're just kind of like improvising
For some reason, they would take like a sentence like, "I'm probably gonna botch this, so I apologize." But like, if somebody were to say like,
"Says it in Korean,"
if the Korean version says "that gun over there, go get it," they change it in the dub and say "go get that gun over there." For, like, no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, and it's always dumb, like, different things.
It's dumb shit. It's the same thing, but it's dumb. I'm like, why are you changing it? Because when I read it, I'm going, that would have sounded way better, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, what you ended up saying sounded dumb as hell.
Just do it on one episode. Or go try, again, on one episode. Watch it with the dub English and the fucking subtitles. It throws you off.
You're like, why would they change
that? Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
And it's every fucking sentence, too. I never saw one sentence line up. Never did.
You know what else? I've been watching The Boondocks.
All right, so, Kevin, what if we do another show, right? In Italian. With an Italian accent.
What?
Dubbed.
What?
How are you?
What are you talking about?
All right, look, me and Brix are on Saturday and just want to make a game.
Listen! Godfather.
The Godfather.
Korean. Speaking Korean, right? But he's like, I'm going to make an offer you can't refuse. And then they're still talking. They're still talking and he's like, make you an offer you can't refuse.
His mouth is just fucking moving. Okay, I get it.
Okay, but that's what would happen with
the old Japanese. We're making an English movie. We're making an English movie. But
we're going to dub it.
We're gonna dub that bitch just fucking
for no reason.
Just botch the shit out of the fucking thing. But we're gonna botch it in a whole different language. Like whole fucking like not a language.
But on purpose.
Yeah. We'll make a movie with like
and the subtitles are in Anunnaki.
Fuck.
We'll make like a movie with nothing but fucking Asians and they're all talking like Italians. The dub dude was a fucking hardcore Italian, the dude that came in for the interview. All right, how you got this? And he's like, hey, how you doing? You know? I got anything you need. I could do any kind of voice, anything. They're like, all right, try Korean. Hey, I'm Korean.
You're hired.
Try him, dude.
Oh my god.
He's like, we need an Italian guy. We need a Korean guy. And he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm Korean.
We might just have to write that one down. I'm sorry to doubt you.
We don't gotta write it down. It's here recorded.
Yeah, it's here forever.
It's on the internet.
People are saying somebody's gonna definitely.
Somebody has
it. If you motherfuckers see a movie like that in the next year, you know we heard it first.
Yo, like, I'm going for all y'all asses.
It'd be like a
that crypto so, money coming for y'all.
What was that sick ass movie? Kung Fu Hustle. It'd be like a Kung Fu Hustle, bro. Them fools were straight Korean and they're like, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, I forgot about that fucking movie.
Yo, tell me y'all remember.
That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Tell me y'all remember on MTV2, I think, they would release that Korean. It was like a Japanese, like, it wasn't even anime. It was real. Real, like, it was actual. But it was dubbed and Little John and, like, rappers were.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God to you. You don't remember this?
I've never heard of that.
Where?
And MTV? That sounds like the greatest show ever.
It's like a legit, it's like, think of fucking the tiger, the, what is it?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Think of, okay, it was a movie like that filmed in real life, but it was dubbed in English, and the actors were like Little John, there were rappers. You guys never seen this shit.
I'm looking this up.
This was on like Jamie, on MTV2, bro. Swear to God, bro. They had like, okay, swear to whatever, Allah, Jesus.
Swear to Jehovah's Witness.
Swear to Yahweh. Whatever, I don't give a fuck. Anyway, swear to God. Yes, look it up.
What was it about?
They just battled. They just fought. Oh, so it was like a,
okay.
So yeah, they fought and they battled, and but they were always like.
It was a dead-ass fucking kung fu movie.
Yeah, it was legit. It wasn't a parody. It wasn't a parody.
But the voices were rappers.
Lil Jon. For one fact, I know it was Lil Jon. One of them was Lil Jon.
Busta Rhymes.
He might have been on there.
It's not. You but know what I mean? It's
one of those things that, I know for a fact it was Lil Jon. And if you know what I'm talking about, hit me. I know you know what I'm talking about. It used to come out on MTV, bro. I would watch that shit hella late.
You had cable.
He's like, you talking about BET Night.
You had cable. Let's see.
All right, I found his IMDb.
You talking about cable.
Who, Lil Jon?
Yeah, let's see.
Holy shit. He's got an IMDb?
Well, it's because he's on all the soundtracks. Huh. Holy shit, Lil Jon was in the new Space Jam. Hilarious. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. I would not.
You saw it.
I would not degrade my brain with that.
Especially with LeBron.
Oh, yeah, you hate LeBron.
It's not that I hate. I have respect for LeBron. LeBron's just annoying because everybody's.
What were you looking up? Let me see your phone.
He's looking up the thing.
Let me see.
Trying to find what you're talking about, bro. I'll
look it up right now. I'll look it up right the fuck.
This motherfucker was in the Angry Birds movie?
Hell yeah.
Oh, these are all soundtracks. I'm an idiot. Bro, it doesn't even list a movie for him, bro.
Marshall.
So we're looking up the fucking
his IMBD
movie from like 2000.
It wasn't a movie though. It wasn't a movie. It was a fucking MTV fucking show.
Oh filmography. So like, here we go.
Wait. So okay. So it was like episode one, episode two type shit, like that type of shit.
So voiceover.
It wasn't a movie.
Here I found it.
What?
Holy I found shit. It right here.
No way.
Yep. TV Hollywood puppet show.
Fuck. It was called Volcano High.
No way. Look. Volcano High.
What?
Fuck out of here.
Shut the fuck up. This is real?
Yes. That was Lil Jon's voice coming out of that
spinning school. Oh my god. Yep. What am I watching? Shit.
It was like Method Man.
This is fucking sick.
Volcano High.
Volcano High, people.
They were high schoolers. They Please were high school kids, bro. High school kids.
Oh my god.
Nah, I remember.
This shit looks fucking ill. I'm going home and
Andre 3000, Method Man, wow. Big Boy.
Boom.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Yep.
Yo, that's
look at that shit, bro. It's like kung fu fucking.
Look at this shit, Lil Jon
is Jang Yang, baby.
He's the evil guy.
It is a movie.
Oh, it is.
I think.
Yo,
we also have both halves of Outkast.
Oh, there you go, Andre.
Andre 3000. Three stacks himself.
Where the fuck can I watch this movie? We're not doing
coke. I got a lot of allergies.
Big Boy plays in. Orange-haired rugby dude with like three lines.
Yo, that's crazy.
Holy shit, I have to watch this.
The rugby team is on the case.
Of course Method Man's in it, though. He's from Wu-Tang. What? Makes sense.
She's the lady that made milkshakes.
He's like the hard-ass dude that helps everybody, I think. Method Man.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I remember when I was young. I don't remember every fucking aspect, but yeah, I remember.
How did I not see this? This is wild, bro.
This is amazing. Snoop you just put everyone on.
Snoop Dogg, Steph?
Kung Fu master student. And I think his voice works really well with this kind of character.
We'll be putting that shit in the link. In the bio.
Yo, y'all gotta watch this shit. This shit's fucking good. We're sorry, holy everybody, shit, but this shit is wild. Is
go watch it. Volcano High. Volcano look it up. High. Look it up. Even Prime. Bro, that's probably gold. On Prime.
That's fucking I hope it's gold. On Prime. That shit came out in 2001. That shit's 20 years old, bro.
Yep, I'm telling you. I used to watch that shit at my Nana's crib, bro, on MTV2. It was late at night, dog.
Damn, bro.
Late at night.
I see it. Oh, no, Amazon.com.
It was late the fuck at night,
it's
like bro.
It's $100.
Damn.
An episode.
I'll pay. Fuck it.
What did Rotten Tomatoes give it? Let's see.
It was horrible.
65%.
All right, that's decent.
That's cool. Way better than a lot of movies, bro.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
Dog, seriously? There's a lot of really shitty movies.
Out now?
Yeah.
Bro, look, let me tell you something.
I haven't been.
No. Listen, you ever heard of Voodoo TV?
Yo, you seen Venom yet?
You have?
I have.
Oh, okay.
Voodoo?
They have a whole just catalog of movies.
Yeah. And they're terrible.
But my point is, it's just saturated, yeah. Bro. It's crazy. There's bro, movie okay,
movies
after
are
movie
like
after
music.
Movie after movie.
Nowadays, movies are like right? Music, nowadays, except it's easier to get somebody to give you money to make a movie than it is to get somebody
like,
to
think of this.
Give
look,
you
look,
money
look,
to
look,
make
look.
A song.
There's somebody in our city right now making a movie.
Yeah, there is.
Right now. A few.
Intro a few is in a movie.
Two movies.
Oh, yeah.
Right two on. Movies.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie Intro, Joy Rodriguez.
You know what I'm saying? We had a song drop this week. Show
oh,
out.
Did.
With Black. Black
oh,
was on that
true.
Shit, too.
Shout out Devontae Black. Intro, Two Eyes. Homie Kirsten, new song just dropped. Go check that out.
Yerd.
We'll be plugging that in. Y'all check the Free Boys IG.
I've been too plugged into that crypto shit.
Yeah, crypto's heavy right now, bro. So crypto's heavy, man. It's so heavy to the point where normal 9-to-5 guys, bro, that are working with me, yo, are like, what can I do? Yeah. And I'm like, damn, bro.
It's crazy how it's not even mainstream and like people.
It's mainstream.
People, right? Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's the right people are crazy, like knowing, bro, about it.
Yeah, it's wild. It almost feels like, damn, it's about to take off. Right. Like everything's about to be.
Right. Shout out Joseph Bills. I heard everything's Joseph about Bills to
be blockchain
dropping money on some on Dodge and Shiba and a lot of shit like that. You know?
Everybody's dropping money.
On we starting a crypto circle right now. You know, we're gonna start a crypto circle. Me, myself, Mr. Super Nintendo, Spicasso, and Bricks. We do a lot of fucking research. We do a lot of research when it comes to this crypto shit.
Read up on that game, bro.
And we're not here to give this financial advice or none of that shit. But we're it's not ourselves. Financial advice. Yeah, ourselves. Definitely.
You gotta
just do obviously
your own research. You gotta, you know, get up on game too because it benefits you in the long run. You gotta know what you're doing and what you're into for sure. And then you could do all the other crazy shit. You know what I mean? All the other crazy plays. Exactly. You definitely got to do some reading. You got to educate yourself.
But we do that research on our behalf. We do it because we're not going to be investing in something that we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Every day of the last year looking at that shit.
But we got a pretty penny. We got pretty pennies invested into this shit, hoping to make them into fucking, you know.
Hoping hoping for the best.
But yeah, we're starting a crypto circle. Look out for that. You feel me?
You feel me? The rest of the year is going to be
Speaking of backtracking to movies real quick, how's that, not a movie, but how's that Chappelle shit? I haven't watched
it. You haven't watched the Chappelle shit? I suggest you take a look at it.
Was it amazing or what?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Was it classic Chappelle or modern Chappelle?
Yeah, it was a great body of work.
Was it funny or serious? It was a mixture of both.
No, it was hilarious.
It was a mixture of both.
It was hilarious, bro.
Right. Mixture of both. Because he
has a point to me.
Yeah, bro.
What's the point? They say he got a point.
What is your point? What do you think? What do you think he's really trying to say? Because the fact that he said, and I'm not going to spoil nothing.
I don't care.
He said right in the beginning, I'm going to let y'all know right the fuck now. It's going to be my last show for a minute.
Really?
For a minute, yeah.
For a minute.
He was supposed to do a show with Joe Rogan.
Well, he did a thing for celebrities like a couple days ago or something like that. But other than celebrities, he's not going to be doing to public. He's not going to be.
But yeah, he said he's like, "Yo, this is going to be my last show out."
He already knew
for a while. My last stand up for a while.
Interesting.
So I knew, with that aspect, I knew what he was doing with every his entire set. You know what I mean? Because, you know, comedians they have a show, right? I'm gonna go to this.
Yeah, right.
He addressed one subject. Pretty much the entire time.
Which was?
The whole issues with this transgender and all that shit. Like, the whole issues he's got arising with all that right now.
I didn't know he had issues with it.
Yeah, I guess the transgender community really hates on him. They're hating on him right now.
What? Because he said some dumb shit when he was ignorant and a point where he wasn't up on
game.
Being
so sensitive.
This is another one of those things where somebody digs some shit up from 30 years ago.
Yeah,
and says,
that some bitch wrote on a blog and then brought it up now.
Yeah.
And then, they kept bringing it up, actually. Yeah. They held it against him all
these
years.
To be fair, though, he beat up some, like, dyke chick in some club.
But she did try to start some shit with him. Yeah. And
he makes an amazing point on that. He makes an amazing
point.
On
she
that.
Did square up to him, and she did swing on him with a very nice hook.
Right, and this
so
is,
he
this
was
is
like,
what
"Yo,
I love.
We
this
have
is
to
is
go."
What I love,
you know,
bro. It's like every aspect of like why people are so sensitive about these subjects. He makes it funny.
People, okay. First off, in my opinion. I do. I'm not saying
Chris is about to get canceled.
Nah. I just think people really are too sensitive and they have too much time. The internet gave people way too much time.
True that.
Like, if you got enough time to scroll through someone's Twitter account from fucking 2001 and scroll all the way back to the beginning of their bro, go outside.
You got time to be a millionaire.
Fucking God,
dog. At that point, bro.
Why?
Yeah, the internet.
And it makes me feel like I'm the weird one.
But you know what it is, though? You know what it is, though? It's not necessarily time because a lot of, like, what I've realized, putting a passion or feeling a certain way about something, like, you have no skill at time. But they're looking for something. You know that.
Yeah.
The internet's like a drug.
It's an animal that always needs to eat.
Exactly. So it's power, what they want.
Yeah, the worst part is none of these people would actually say this shit in real life.
Nah, of course not. Of course not.
But if the internet wasn't here, none of these motherfuckers would ever do it.
He makes a point about that, too. Remember? Keep it in the comment sections,
bitch. Keep it in the comment sections. He does.
This is real life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his real fucking life, bro,
is fucking hilarious. Twitter's not real. You know, it's not a real place.
But then he, like, puts it in a whole perspective. Like, yo, you guys need to realize, like, we're all still kind of human beings here. Like, we all need to just kind of chill the fuck out. Put the phone down and not feel so entitled, like, to this power. Like, why are you trying to bring somebody down to make yourself feel kind of better? Like,
and he's pretty much told,
because they got internal problems.
Exactly. And that's what it is.
And
that's
he's saying, like, he I've showed you who I am. Bro. Like, I've showed you who I am.
He even says that.
I'm the guy who got off the bus and walked.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, he does bring up, Africa. He does bring up the fact that he bailed and all that shit.
You know, that's what gives him the right to feel the way he feels. That's what he explains. Like, yo, I have a right to talk what I'm saying right now. This is not some fucking fake shit.
Watch that shit, bro, because it's fucking...
Is it on Netflix?
Yep.
Okay.
For now.
Funny as shit, bro.
I'm hearing on Sway in the Morning, so they're trying to take it off.
Why?
The transgender community is that
fucking... Shut the fuck!
Yep.
If Netflix does that, they're bitches, and I will cancel my membership.
I'll boycott Netflix.
I hope Netflix is hearing this. You're bitches if you take that down, bro. And I will literally fucking never give you another penny. Fuck you.
The very last 5 minutes.
That's bullshit, bro. God. Bro, like, I'm sick of companies feeling like they need to step in. Because if they do that, yes, okay, I get it. You're doing that to what? Please the transgender community? Right. No offense to the transgender community. I get that you're pissed off. But that's now ruining it for every other community.
True that. True that, right?
And you're not going to let people fucking see. You're only going to let people see your narrative and not at somebody else's. Because I know if I was pissed off about something. If I was pissed off about something, I would not want the world to zero in on my narrative and not give the other person a chance.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
But not everybody feels like
that.
That's
bullshit, bro.
You don't got them internal problems.
If me and you got a fucking problem, somebody better be able to hear your side of the story as well as my side.
Right.
That way, if I'm fucked up, somebody can say, nah, dog, like, you're fucked up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is on you, then they'll let you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, take that accountability.
That's bullshit, bro. I don't like that. I don't like the bias that everybody feels like they have to jump towards, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they go, oh, shit, somebody's got a problem. We got to cater to them.
Yeah.
This happens all the time.
Well, that comes from, like...
This happens all the time to a close friend of mine who's worried about... I don't want to out them, so I'm just going to say a close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a podcast, and they're always concerned if they're doing something that's going to offend somebody.
How old are they?
And I'm like...
How old are they?
They're, like, late 20s.
All right, that's why.
Yeah, okay.
And they're like, the reason they're worried is not because that's their first thought. It's because of the internet.
No, true that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like us. Podcasts, you know how many things we probably said that are, well, if this podcast were to blow up tomorrow, bro, we will be canceled. I promise.
Yeah.
We have said some shit that somebody will fucking get mad at us for. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. There's no fucking way. Yeah. I can't pinpoint something, but I know something. Shit, there's probably something in this episode somebody would cancel us for, motherfucker.
A little bit.
Yeah, like, deadass, bro. The worst part is we're just having fun. It's a joke.
Yeah, we're not perfect.
Bro, we're chilling.
We're just
conversing.
But the same people, in my opinion, bro, and like, I kind of, I don't want to say this started it or this was the, like, a breaking point, but I myself saw it. I played a lot of sports when I was younger. Like, I was in soccer, baseball, football, flag football. I tried to play as much, Pop Warner, as much as I could. And at certain point, bro, when I was younger, I know it was a lot tougher because my mom was even scared to take me to practice. Because she knew, yo, these are young boys. They're going to be trying to fuck each other up. They're going to be fighting. I was the only child, so my mom was always like, yo, fuck that. I'm not going to put you in that. But I was like, no, let me go, blah, blah, blah. As the years progressed, bro, it got less and less harder. It got less and less difficult. And then I started to see...
You can't even flick a motherfucker anymore, bro.
And I started to see more and more people cater towards... Let's give them participation trophy.
Oh, bro.
That's where this bullshit started.
Make sure all the kids get this. And at some point, bro, I remember, bro, my coaches were like, fuck that. They were going to like the boards of the community and that were holding this.
They were getting fired for not wanting to do that.
And then and then all my homies, all of us that were in the groups were like, man, fuck this.
I remember. Let's get out of this shit. I remember the same shit.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
And I remember getting the participation trophy. And in front of the team, I threw it against the wall.
Never in my life.
And I broke it.
I'll never.
And I said, nah, we lost, y'all. We lost.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck
yeah. And we have to come back next year and try to win.
Who was I watching? They were saying a lot of athletes nowadays, they practice to practice. They practice to watch the time go to zero, and then tomorrow we do this again. They don't practice like to be worker. The best on the field at all times.
Right. And that's why no one will ever be better than fucking Jordan.
Right.
I'm sorry,
or the
bro.
People, or some of the greats.
But it was like, a different generation.
Like, these
generation.
Days, like, you know? The generation of, like, real hard basketball ended like
late 80s.
Nah, I'm not gonna go that far. I'll say early
Nash.
I'll say early 2000s.
I got the Nash.
No, yeah, I'll say early 2000s.
It was cool watching that.
But like, bro, the last decade of basketball is bullshit.
It's pussy shit, bro.
It's pussy.
It's about sponsors.
And that's why I love football. Because look,
yeah,
as much as they try to hold down in football. I still watch games every Sunday where I'm like, damn, that motherfucker just laid him out, bro. Didn't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck if he gonna get fined for that. He just did it.
And you know what it is? It's always the young dudes. It's always the dudes that are right in the NFL, their first years, that play like dogs, bro. Yep. Always. Then the third, after they get their couple millions, man, don't give a fuck.
And that's the problem. But that's the problem.
You want me to jump for that ball?
But that's the problem with a lot of other.
About to be in my hand, right?
That's the problem with a lot of other sports, though. Because think about it, a rookie deal, bro. In those 5 years, you don't even make as much as like the guy in his fifth year of the NBA getting paid.
That's true.
Like, bro, if Ayton gets a fucking max contract, that motherfucker's about to make like $375 million.
Ballin'.
You know who makes that much money in the NFL? Patrick Mahomes, and his ass has a contract for like 10 years.
Stupid, bro.
And I don't even think he made that much. I think it was $300 million.
How can your third string still be making millions, bro?
It's crazy.
That's dumb, dog.
And let's not even get me started on baseball, which is the dumbest sport alive.
Oh, yeah. Baseball
and that still
money
goes
is
into
crazy.
That fact.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Absolutely
like
stupid.
And that's, million that's still, a year, that still just strives.
And I feel like a lot of the dudes, the kids that are getting paid that, are from that generation.
That's why I respect
participation trophies, bro, that got awarded for no more or no less effort.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Exactly. They did, I guess, what they were expected to do, but didn't give their 100%.
But that's but I remember playing youth sports, and when that shit started to happen, I remember it specifically, this participation thing.
Yeah.
I specifically remember it happening in basketball, not in my football league.
Oh, yeah?
I remember it happening in my basketball league well before it happened in football.
That's
yeah, football's law.
By the time it was happening in football, I was already like actually playing for my school team and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We actually had a school team.
Like I can understand a ribbon, like you know, like oh, if it was like a 25th anniversary tournament, thank you for coming or some shit.
No,
but, like
every game was like that, dog.
Yeah, bro,
that's crazy.
It was it's stupid. And it breeds like that, whiny assholes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It really does, bro. I'm not saying, like, beat your kids and shit like that, but I'm saying,
I was told there'd be trophies. I was told there'd be trophies if I signed up for this fucking league. What the fuck, bro?
Like, bro, I'm sorry, but, like, work your ass off. Ain't nobody giving us a participation trophy for making music. Son.
That's what I
mean. My participation trophy is going to a fucking job every week and making money.
And that shit make me feel like how my grandpa looks at, like, yo, I remember when people stopped working and focusing on education type shit.
Yo, and my pops was old school as a motherfucker. I still remember that old ass getting up at fucking the same time I would get up and he would go have a shot of tequila and some orange juice and then go outside.
Yeah, but you know what's funny?
And plant seeds.
What's funny is the motherfuckers that are going out and getting educations now are so goddamn far in debt. Like, what's even the point?
Yeah, they can't do shit.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
Like, at some point, the amount of money that it takes to, like, become, like...
Now. I would say now.
You gotta be on
education,
hustle,
bro,
you know
at one point was a pinnacle of
America. Yeah. No, fuck for sure. Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
I'm saying
lawyers,
these days...
shit like that
like,
matter,
what's the,
bro.
What's the fucking point, bro? You're gonna go, what? A couple $100,000
I mean.
In debt?
That's what I mean. My steps... My sister-in-law is that... Like, I love you, Nessa, but yeah, bro. Went to school, bro, got and she gets paid like 15, 14 an hour. Fuck. Like nothing exponential.
What did she go to school
Damn, even lead
she,
us
she's
like...
She's a PCT, patient care tech. That's like right below a fucking RN, bro. 14, she's right, 15 bro.
15 an hour?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes,
dude.
I'm not lying to you, curse. Vape shop I'm not vape lying to you, curse. I swear to God to you, bro. Okay, this is what I mean. A person in a profession has a second job.
That's fucking bullshit.
She has a second job.
Yes, bro. That's how fucked up this crazy shit is, bro. Like, man.
It's America for you.
Like, education at one point did mean something.
That's exactly why I don't even really want to live here anymore.
It's owned by private me.
I'll be honest, bro. That's me, baby. I don't really want to live here.
That is me.
I've been going back and forth low-key in my mind. Like, I want to buy a house.
What is up with you?
And I'm still thinking about buying a house so I could sell it later on and make money off of it.
That would be the only reason why I would suggest it.
I'm not buying a house to stay here.
Fuck.
I'm buying a house to make an investment that I can sell later, because what I would like to do is I would eventually like to move to one of three other countries that I have in mind.
Nice.
I either want to live in fucking Norway, Japan.
Norway.
Norway. First off, people are
peeping game. That's why I'm quiet right now.
People are very. Norway is the shit.
I said Canada.
I heard.
Bro,
heard
that place beautiful. Is beautiful.
This motherfucker took a plane.
Absolutely beautiful, dog.
If you guys know where Norway is about, if you guys know anything, it's where they get them like a colorful ass fields.
If I could have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in fucking Norway that I could stick a home studio in, I would move right this second. If they said empty your bank account, but that's what you get, I'd say hobbits.
Really?
Is that where that's at?
Nah, is that the Shire, fool. I don't even like Lord of the Rings, and
he's
like,
I'm well Gryffindor.
That is Harry Potter.
First off, if anyone was coming in that movie,
they're gonna cancel us for that, idiot.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, I love J.K. Rowling.
You're insensitive.
Look, no, you don't. I know you don't love it. I know you don't love it. You know why? Is it a boy or a girl?
Like, you don't even know how to answer that.
He's like, what?
Is J.K. Rowling a fucking female or male?
It's a girl. It's a lady.
He almost said it. What? He almost said it's a guy or a girl. It's a girl. It's a girl.
He's like looking at you for confirmation. He's like, it's a female.
It's a lady.
Girl.
She got canceled.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. People went to fuck him. You didn't know that? For that bitch.
Dave Chappelle even talks about her.
Can I make just one statement?
Dave Chappelle even talks about her, bro.
I am the least connected dude you probably know. I avoid all that shit.
Right. I do too. But I guess it's big. It got big.
See, it's not that big because it didn't reach me.
That's why you know about Dave Chappelle.
Disconnected from that shit.
The only reason I know of Dave Chappelle is because this motherfucker posted it on his story.
How you not know about J.K.? She did Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, I don't even follow her. I don't follow her.
I know
but
who
like,
she is, and I've seen the movies, but what I mean is I didn't know she got canceled.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck did she get canceled for?
Well, she
didn't
get canceled.
I don't watch TMZ.
Yes, you do.
Watches TMZ?
I know you do.
She got dragged up and down that street, baby.
You did what? Huh? What? Are you going to say it or am I going to say it? Because I thought you were going to say it.
Who? Say what?
Oh, my God.
Did she say something about transgender?
Oh, no, yeah. There you go.
Go ahead.
Right. She said that sex is a fact or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like,
basically, she just...
Sex is a fact?
Or some shit like that. Like,
she's like, yes,
you can
identify as a male or a female, yes, but you're not. Factually, you're
like
still
that,
what
that's
you
such
are.
A, it's such a slippery slope, and I would like to state this for anybody who doesn't know this. I have, like... I can count all the friends I have on my fucking two hands, okay? One of them is my best friend for 10 years, transgender. Okay, I think South Park nailed it on the head. You ever see the episode where fucking Macho Man Randy Savage is identifying as a girl and he goes into the fucking female Olympics?
And then he beats the shit out of everybody and Strong Woman has to fuck him up?
Bro.
Nah, I've never seen
that. She doesn't even fuck him up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how could she?
Exactly.
How could she?
But like, that's where this is a slippery slope, bro, because like, I'm not saying
you know that's a
that
real
nobody
thing?
Should be doing that. Yes, I do. That's why they make fun of it.
No, but I'm talking about like, there's
a
dude.
Girl tried
it's a real thing.
In
yes.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
There's a dude in Milwaukee that
beating
identifies
up women.
As a woman.
Yes,
and
I know.
He plays for the girl leagues, yo. The dude's like 6'4", bro.
And the problem is, I'm not saying people should not follow what they want to be,
but
right?
He
like, if you identify
man,
that,
you
but here's the problem.
Do that shit in your backyard.
Here's the problem. I don't... if you want to become a female, okay, but if you were born a man, you were physically gifted...
Please qualify you as
...with
man.
Things that women don't get gifted with. So that means even if you become a woman, you should still have to fight in the male league. I'm sorry.
No,
but it should not be fair... No, if my girl went to go out and she was like, I'm going to run a marathon, and it's an all-female marathon, but then Usain Bolt rolls up and goes, I identify as a female, I'd be like, what the fuck, bro? I'd be like, babe, I'm sorry, you might as well give up now. You ain't winning this
shit. Hold on, I gotta fuck up you Asian ball right now.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, it's just, it's just a fact. You know what I mean? That'd be like if I went to the club, right, and beat the shit out of a girl and then said, I identify as a woman, so y'all can't arrest me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you would cause controversy for sure.
But that's basically what we're finding out that you can do now, right? Well, yeah,
it's still
yeah. So like exactly. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Now you can,
if I walk into a fucking place and I beat the shit out of a girl, which I would never do. Okay, I would just like to say that. I'd obviously
he's
never
like,
fucking
I'm just
do
obviously
that.
Comfortable this saying a, it because
No. I need to make this fake. Point. I have to make the point because people will come at me and be like, "Oh, now he wants to hit a girl."
Oh,
no.
So you like beating women.
So you were Eminem.
So Molly's a battered woman.
Yeah, exactly. Not like But, like, my point here is, this is just a point, I'm just saying. So basically, by the rules of the world currently, I could just beat the shit out of a girl and then tell everyone I identify as a girl.
Yes, Curse. That's exactly what we're telling you.
And that's, like, that's wrong.
What's the way of the world?
Like, Mayweather could have turned himself into a woman and then at his prime... And then went into women's league
and been undefeated.
Shit out of all
yeah,
of, set all like, kinds of what? Records and shit. And then everybody would have had to be like, "Well, she's the best." No
exactly.
Shit. No shit. She's the best.
Oh, it's just like what he said.
He was the
like
best when he was a
wow,
man.
Wow, that's just what that was. So you exactly. Gotta watch Dave Chappelle.
Is that what he
you
said?
Gotta watch goes, that no, shit. He goes over that fact.
Yeah.
Brings up Caitlyn Jenner.
How she got Woman of the Year award
Woman
on her
of the
first
year on her first year of
women.
Being a woman.
That never had a period.
And he's like,
never.
Wow. And he's like, all of these amazing women out here with all this going on.
And you
and the
pick...
fucking man wins the Woman of the Year.
See, that's fucked up.
So, yes, exactly.
That's fucked
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
And like, and that's the worst part is if you say that, people want to cancel
They're
you.
Wrong.
But that's fucked
They're
up.
You're wrong.
That is.
Okay,
the
see, the example I like to use, because I've had this discussion before, the example I like to use is imagine if LeBron James right now said, I'm a girl, I'm going to WNBA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she just fucking completely
And then every
For
female
the next 10 years.
In the WNBA that is actually an amazing athlete and is dominating their sport was just fucking getting nutsacked in the face by LeBron James, bro. Like,
it,
dunks all over him.
He's fucking.
That's what I'm
thing.
Saying.
He would run all over them.
Like,
cars.
Imagine that shit,
bro.
That would not be okay.
Low-key, did you guys watch the documentary about
Here's the awkward Bruce fucking... Jenner? Oh, okay.
I'm just...
I thought this was an awkward transition.
No. We're on topic.
I was just saying...
I'll eat Reese's, right?
Because it goes kind of to what we were talking about earlier. Like, if you saw the...
No, I did not.
Well, okay, yeah. So I always thought, like, it was just some weird shit. You know what I mean? Like, he was a rich guy, you know?
Got bored.
Got tired of fucking bitches and shit or something. I don't know, you know?
He was the,
but
yeah.
Until I saw and I, you know, he was the fucking Olympic, bro. Like, he was
oh,
a man of men, bro.
He was,
like,
yeah. He was on a Wheaties box, bro.
Went in there, bro. And, like, even,
the most athletic
even
man.
Him. And what's crazy is that even him going into the Olympics and talking about it, like, he was fearful because he was like, yo, these guys here. Our fucking men, like our bad motherfuckers, and I'm against them. And he's like, and I won that shit. He's like, I felt like the entire time, like I was doing it because I was scared. He's like, because of how I felt. Like he felt this way since young, of like this woman shit. Like he's felt like this since young.
Since he was a kid and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like wearing his mom's shit. And like it stemmed from that, but like. The reason why he went so hard as a man was because he felt like that.
He's yeah, like, I mean, that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, and he, even when he transitioned and did his thing, he's like, I give that to Bruce. He, like, talks about it like it's a fucking different, like, a identity.
Yeah.
But he's like, I give all that to Bruce.
Well, yeah,
I'm right. Not saying it was because inside
well,
I felt
be.
Like a woman. He's like, that was all Bruce. But it made me feel like, yo, if this guy can put that aside,
right?
Like, what the fuck? But, you know what I mean? But it goes back to, like, the problems.
It
stems
right.
From something
People have a lot
deeper,
of demons, bro. Yeah.
And
I mean,
they feel like rectifying it in the public's eye
right.
Is what's really going to kind of, you know, give them peace.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So if you have a lonely friend, reach out. Say what's up. Say hi. You know what I mean? Check up on everybody.
Or if you just have a fucking friend that you haven't talked to.
Yeah.
Say yeah. what's up.
Just reach out.
Just say what's up.
Doesn't even got to be a reason why. You yeah. just reach out. But
you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
for real. That ass.
We're all human. We're all going through a lot of shit, bro.
We're all going through it,
man.
For real. For
everybody
real.
Is, bro.
Dead ass, bro. Dead so, ass.
I go through it all the fucking time.
So we all got that in common for sure.
Especially because a lot of people, like I'm one of these people, bro. If I'm going through some shit, most people would never know.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I don't show
it. We're all private. All of us.
Yeah.
True.
We don't ever post that shit. I mean, there's a reason for that shit.
I was with you guys 3 weeks straight, and y'all didn't know I was going through some shit, but I was. You know what I mean? But. I don't know. But also, it all starts internally. You know what I mean? If you're going through some shit, the best advice I could ever give somebody is to really look at what, why that situation is affecting you the way that it is, and make sure that it's not something that you could correct and you're not projecting to the outside world.
70% of the time, it is.
Take a fucking breather, it's, man.
Yeah.
It is like
Well, that, and that's what, funny you enough, you know what breathe. My shit ended up being was I just needed a fucking minute.
Right.
Like, I just needed to fucking chill for a second.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And I didn't really realize that.
Right.
True. Shout out to all my entrepreneurs. That's
bro, the older I get, the less I remember that.
You got me time
stop
for you.
Stop for a second, bro. Yeah. Just stop for a second.
Bless you.
Because it's a lot to juggle all the shit that we juggle on top of working and on top of the family life and
then all
family.
The emotions
and,
that come with it. Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck, and it's like, it's crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot
you work out you know what I mean, and then it's like a lot of the times we're especially right here we're head of households you know what I mean, so it's like we got a little bit more than just normal on our shoulders, you
we
know?
Gotta make it work no matter what.
We got a lot of people definitely relying on us and shit, you know, our families,
yeah,
even people beyond that,
and we gotta work on people that every day and in the long term shit. You know what I'm saying,
it's all about building something, bro.
But that
definitely, I feel that all the time. Working for the sales and all the commission shit, like, yeah, bro, it's stressful as a motherfucker. Yeah. So it's definitely important to, like, take that time, bro, to relax, enjoy yourself. Like, and I think the easiest way, bro, is just to not care about anything but what you want to do.
Yeah, let it
just
be about
be
you.
Present.
Let it
like,
be about
people
you
think
for a
about that, like, well, how do I do that? Like, how do I?
You just
do
be
I?
Present,
but it's
bro.
Like, yeah, exactly. Instead of.
That's it.
Doing something that somebody else wanted you to do, and it's like, no, I want to do this. I'm going to do it right now. Instead of like, well, wouldn't you want to, or how about we, no, I'm going to do this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can do whatever the fuck you want to do around me, but I'm going to be chilling on Sunday. I'm 5, I'm watching the game. You leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
It's just literally how it, like,
I'm
how
gonna
simple
cook
it is.
And hot dogs,
how
kind of
simple
eating,
it
great,
is, right?
If not, that's what I made.
Truth, bro. I'll be on that shit all the time. I'm a fucking cooker, bro. I love to cook, so I'm like,
yo, this man.
You know what I mean?
See, that's why I watch so much
in the
TV,
Rams, baby.
like, I know it sounds really dumb, but I watch TV because I actually admire that art form.
Cooking's fire.
Like I admire that too. I'm not a good cook though, but I admire watching TV because. Like, you know how I do all this back-end shit for music, right? Yep. Like, we make beats. Right. We know how to record. We do all this stuff. An average person who doesn't make music has no clue how the fuck we make motion, right?
Or,
they have no fucking clue. That's how I feel when I watch, like, a movie. I'm just like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not only do I enjoy the story, but I'm looking at it.
You know?
Exactly.
You get to be a fan.
Because I'm going to be honest, bro. I love music, and I still am a fan of a lot of artists and stuff, but it's not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
It never is.
Right.
When I listened to Donda,
I
didn't get to
music.
Listen to it just as a fan. I listened to it as a fan, and in my head, I'm also breaking it down. I'm analyzing it. When I watch a fucking movie,
like
I'm just like,
wow,
this is incredible.
Yeah,
I couldn't even begin to understand how the fuck they did that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
holy
but then it's
shit.
You know the ins and outs. You know,
Now you you do know what it
takes. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, you know exactly what it takes.
Because the crazy part is I know a little bit about video. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've done music videos. I do these
but
things.
But even some of the shit
but
that
that's
you see. Right?
Different. That's different than
a
movie.
Film.
Like, how the fuck did you...
The special
you
effects
know what I mean?
And
yeah,
shit
bro.
Going off and you...
Like, what the
like,
fuck?
It's all choreographed perfect. Car comes down. Explosion.
Like
wall comes down.
Absolutely
guy gets shot
insane.
In the face.
And that's... that.
And I admire it so much, bro.
Right.
It's wild, bro.
I admire it to the point where I don't know that I would ever want to make movies or they be in there. They
stay on set for like 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. For sure.
And
oh,
it's like 7 days.
No, it's a real job, yeah.
Like, and you're not leaving until the shit gets done.
Yeah.
So you better get that shit.
Yeah, that's why they have trailers.
Hard.
That's why they have trailers.
They sleep there.
You got to sleep at the studio.
You know, you start to realize why they get paid so much goddamn money.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot from a lot of different actors that, like, shooting the movie is the most boring part.
Fucked up part, yeah.
Most fucked up, most boring, just...
Well, yeah, now let's imagine we're a
complete CGI movie.
Well, I was going to say, close, right? Let's imagine you're in Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
Motherfucker, Wakanda ain't real. You know what I mean? Like, all that shit. Like, where they were fighting. They
just find a lot.
Like they, you know what I mean? That was, I guarantee all those actors were standing in a green screen studio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah.
And they're supposed to act like portals are opening up behind them.
Right.
Oh, and this motherfucker over here needs to act like Rocket Raccoon is on his shoulder.
Oh my
God. You know what I mean? Like, think about that shit, bro.
That's crazy.
Insane.
That's crazy.
How do you shoot that and go, nah, I know what that gonna look like.
That's perfect.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
what?
The one. That's it, guys.
Like, how? You know what it is?
Next scene. I think that's 5 minutes of the movie.
Like, being good. You know what I mean? Like, that's that guy in that profession, like, the fucking, what are their names?
What Director? Are
the
fucking names?
The directors? Russo, yeah. The Russo brothers.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you them motherfuckers... They're like us in this profession. You know what I mean? They take it serious. Yeah, like, they sit down, you know what I mean? They know ins and outs. They work heavily on this shit. And then they also hire bad motherfuckers in their profession.
To be able to
recreate, right?
Yeah.
So it's like same thing with an engineer, right?
Yeah, no, it'd be like if we wrote a hook and then we have to bring somebody in here to perform that hook because I know what it's supposed to sound like and I'm going to bark at them until it sounds right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's knowledge. You know what I mean? The knowledge of just that profession.
Executive producer.
Like, working in the car business, hearing people trying to sell me shit, I'm like, yo, stop. What are you doing? No.
You're like, help me.
No. I know way more about this product than you do already. Like, no, I'm good. Thank you, sir. Bye.
You sure you don't want the Lamborghini? Sir?
Just anything. Like, being in the car business just taught me about sales, period, bro. Sales is in everything. Everything.
Fuck yeah.
Everything. Does not matter what you do.
Yeah, everything in life is just selling.
The people in Chick-fil-A, when they ask you to upgrade or donate, that's salesmen.
Fuck. Oh my God, I hate that shit.
The motherfuckers at Starbucks, when they're like, you sure you don't want to make it a venti? That's salesmanship.
Well, there's a whole psychology around that. Yeah, we can all thank McDonald's for that.
But that's what it is.
McDonald's invented that.
Oh, yeah, okay, but that's a sales tactic. Yeah. That's sales tactic.
Well, you know what? The greatest sales tactic of all is when something's $9.99, not $10.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it makes people's psychology think, oh,
that's a deal.
In the car business, bro, and that's exactly what it is. You give them what they ask for. In the car business, when people would be like, if it's under $1,000, I'll do it. All right, here's $999. Yep. There you go, motherfucker. It's under $1,000, right? Sign that bitch. And then they're like, you know what I meant? I meant $400 less.
He's like, yeah, I know what you meant.
Say what the fuck you want, you know what I mean? But it was really like that. Like, a lot of people aren't psychologically ready to be like, confrontational. Not even like angrily, just be like,
nah, bro.
No. I said I wanted it.
8, 6.
Exactly.
Right. Be affirmative.
Give me $756.
But go in there equipped, right? Don't go in there with the $480. And $500
I've definitely had people that shut me down.
And you don't have your job. You don't have proof of work.
What?
A couple warnings. I love the warnings.
I'm just giving a warning.
Yeah. You're anticipating the time.
You threw him off of his whole subject. Yeah.
I was just like, whoa, what are we doing?
I was trying not to. I was trying to subtly do it.
Am I moving on?
I was subtly trying to fucking tell him that we had 2 minutes left in the
song.
So just for you guys to picture it, Kirsten was trying to Morse code sign language bricks.
I put up two fingers. I said 2 minutes. That's it.
You have 2 more words. Listen
to what Kirsten just said. He's like, I put up 2 fingers. I said 2 minutes.
Come on, dog.
How do you not know 2 fingers is 2 minutes, bro? What the fuck?
Gotta learn doing lines, bricks.
Exactly. On the last one, we got cut the fuck off.
Now
we got cut the fuck off last time in the middle of our podcast.
And it's about to spend another hour with the free boys.
So thank you. Spend another hour with us. We appreciate this shit. donate some money. We fucking broke, son. You know, we got no money, B. We need to pay the studio back.
Send me some shib.
Yeah, go fucking count your shib, son. Count that, stack it. Do what you got to do. Free boys for life. Ba-ba-bow. What a Z.